Good morning, WMFO. Clam Radio here. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5. DJ G. Gordon Gritty. And we have...
DJ Clam Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we were able to figure out both of us on the microphone at the same time. So, you have a good... show in store for us on your end, DJ Chris.
Yeah, absolutely, always. A lot of good, a lot of different eras and genres. Well, actually, it's mostly rock and roll, punk rock stuff, but from different spread across various decades.
Absolutely. Huh. Well, seatbelt safety. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right.
Buckle
up.
Better
buckle up for this.
Well, don't go to...
this show.
Don't go to clam.com.
Right, yeah, not now anyway. Eventually.
Eventually. The domain
remember
has expired.
Remember to pay your domains.
What's yes. that?
I said remember to pay your domains.
Yes, that should be the
renew
real
your domains.
The real PSA. Yeah. So, clam.com will be up and running, in case you don't know. We're kids like you and me. We've been doing this for 15 years in various forms and outputs.
16.
Celebrated
yeah.
just about a month ago. So, 16 in 1 month.
Yeah.
It's quite nice, but... All right, well, G. Gordon Gritty here. I'm going to kick us off, all right, DJ Clam Chris, and then you'll play the back half.
Yep.
Got some interesting tunage, some stuff that I've been listening to lately, and whatever. There was actually an interesting program I was listening to on MBR, MIT. I wouldn't say it's a competitive radio station to WMFO. Everyone's just in the music community, so whatever. But anyway, the DJ was playing songs from that era of like the mid-2000s, the post-punk revival.
Oh, of course.
But it just made me think, I was into that back in that day. Then I evolved into the more obscure... underground, unknown side of things, but those songs, some of them do have a bit of a familiarity to them, whatever, nostalgic output, but okay, we're going to start things off with Walking on My Grave by Dead Moon.
Oh, nice.
Of course, I have to say Dead Moon, they're one of those bands that so many heads within the garage punk scene have always hailed as being the greatest, and I don't know, it just took me a while to look them up, I guess, but this one song came up recently and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're talking about New Kids on the Block or just more of a generic New Kids, but you can decide for yourself. Right now we have Dead Moon kicking us off.
Okay. Having some technical difficulties. But we're getting there. Some dead moon should be on the rise soon. If you don't know Dead Moon, by the way, check them out. Classic Fred Cole, Tootie, Fred and Tootie Cole. Fred Cole was in the Lollipop Shop, 60s garage band. Their like famous song was "You Must Be a Witch," and over time, I'm not exactly sure the exact trajectory, but Dead Moon, I want to say, was like 80s, definitely by the late 80s into the 90s. They also later had a band called The Pierced Arrows. And then they had some other stuff too. Like Fred Cole, I want to say, passed away like 7 or 8 years ago. But Tootie's still kicking it. She was an MC at Garner Fest a few years back, actually. Garner Fest in Memphis that we always champion. Also, if anyone's ever seen the documentary Hype from 1996, if not, I highly recommend it. It's like a documentary covering like the grunge hype of the 90s, you know, when Nirvana exploded, but also talking about stuff before them as well, and kind of the effect of that, and people coming to Seattle and everything. And yeah, they have all the big names in there, like Nirvana, Soundgarden, etc. But there's also a lot of obscure bands in there, and Dead Moon's in there. Good documentary. I actually bought it on VHS recently at one of the Hassle Fleas. And it included a little, like, P.O. box for, like, Soundgarden or something like that. You could, like, write to Soundgarden, but for multiple reasons, I don't think that would work out anymore. But, I hate technical difficulties, but DJ G. Gordon Gritty's fiercely at work in the background trying to make magic happen for you, the listener. Or by this point, you've already changed your dial, if you weren't even with us to begin with. I don't know. But, to use time to advantage, wait, we might be there. We might be hitting the airwaves. I can hear it.
Put up.
Thank you.
Muhammad Jr. from the corner store down the street from my house, a record we put out a few years ago. We were trying to take pictures of him, trying to get him to look pissed off. He's a real jovial, nice guy, and he just wouldn't get pissed off. And by the time we finished the photo shoot, he was actually pissed off. That's his real irritated face. But that Coach Rips thing did hang in that store for quite a while. I was pretty proud.
So why did you stop the Coach Rips band?
We wrote a song one day, and it just sucked. And I was like, this is it, hit the wall. We still get along as friends, you know, and let's stop now and have a good ending to the band. Because previous to that, even though I'm friends with most of the people I've played with, I can be a real pain in the ass, and it seemed like a good opportunity to step out while something was still hot and fun.
Folks, let's give it up for the Limes. For the Limes.
Thank you.
You are listening to Limes, live in the backyard, somewhere in Memphis, Tennessee. It should be a drinking game. Every time you hear me say Memphis, Tennessee, you drink a shot of coffee in this morning. That's right. I love Limes. What can I say? Rest in peace. Rest in peace. What a great... Check them out. So if you do look them up online, you might come to things that you don't want, but check out Limes. This is Old Evil River, live in the backyard. Before that was La Sera with Break My Heart. The OCs with Sea of Love. Unreleased rare gem. Well, it's on YouTube, so you can find it. Sarah Lee with Circle of Hands, local classic from 2011, Problem House, shout out. Times New Viking, Devo and Wine. Are there many better things in life? DJ Chris, answer that. I don't think so. Then we have Mike Rep in the Quotas, Editions of You. Shout out to Elijah from the great city of Louisiana. No, I'm only kidding. Shout out to you, Elijah, Miranda, wherever you are. Mordecai, I know that you like Mike Rep. Big influence on you. Hell yeah, congratulations on marriage as well. Before that was Kate Fagan with I Don't Want to Be Too Cool from the 80s, but came out in 2016. Dead Moon with Walking on My Grave kicked us off after that little brief spell of technical difficulties, but DJ Clam Chris is going to get you spellbound as we transition lovingly into Bloodshot Bill. All right. Let me cue up the ones and twos. DJ Mix. Turn the fabulous on right now. All right. Okay. Bye-bye, Limes, and here comes Bloodshot Bill. If you can guess the connection, you'll get a prize. But you have to call in. Listen to WMFO.
Never be alone again. Oh, yeah. open.
All right. Man.
It's cooking. Maybe it's cooking.
The technical difficulties today, the record players, I think, are... I don't know what's up, but there's some extra warble on that, but that was What Goes On by German Measles. Before that, it was Alone Again by Bloodshot Bill. Actually, a cover of King Kong Barbecue Show song. Momentarily, I'm going to do some investigating, but I'm going to see if we can potentially fix this. All right.
Still playing?
No.
All right, gang. DJ Chris is taking care of things, taking care of business. Might be cooking because it's a hot one out there. Maybe the equipment's cooking, but maybe you're cooking some breakfast. What do you like to have for breakfast? What's for breakfast? Call 855-915-WMFO and tell us what you prefer. Do you prefer Eggos, Pop-Tarts, waffles, eggs, bacon, and ham on a croissant, possibly, a donut, a cronut? I miss cronuts, but... Chris is going to try another record here. Sorry to give you so much voice and not enough music. Spotify is evil. Just remember that they are evil because the founder of Spotify is connected to AI military, and that's terrible. All right. Anyway, you want to give that a try?
Apologies. The record players are not working for us today. But let's see. Well, what do I want to play? Luckily, G Gordon Gritty has his laptop ready. Well, they're on some new Bomb Turks because they're playing tomorrow night at Sonia with Gossip Caller. And The Drowns, which actually I'm wearing a Gossip Caller shirt. They're a local band featuring Tom Victoria from Showcase Showdown and The Spits. Some old school Boston bands, but let's see. Here, play some new Bomb Turks.
Oh, yeah. You might just have to let that ring out, Mr. Chris. Yeah. Let me just try it, okay? One second. Let me just try this. Oh, God, here we go, man. Yeah, you got it, guys.
you die, son, you gotta work me. Too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
just heard Magazine Love by the Screamers off their long-awaited 1977 demo that came out on Superior Viaduct in 2021. Before that, we had Odor Eater and Hot Seat by Die Group, or The Group, great band from 2016. And then The Monsieur's local favorite, the 2010s, All We Want, Born Toulouse Lautrec. Off Destroy Oh Boy, that was by New Bomb Turks, who are playing tomorrow night at Sonya with Gossip Caller and the Drowns. And then we had Summertime Blues by the Outsiders from Back from the Grave 2, and What Goes On by the German Measles. That was a little bit, we were hitting some, a little bit of turbulence back then, but luckily we were able to steer back into the right direction. Now going in a totally different direction, I'm going to play Where the Boys Are by Connie Francis. I went to play it a few years back in honor of Connie Francis' memory. She passed away a few weeks ago. All right, here we go.
If I got on my knees and I pleaded with you not to go but to stay in my arms, would you walk out the door like you did once before? This time be different, please stay, don't go. If I call out your name like a prayer, would you leave me alone in my fear? Written for you, you alone.